7 years old. I've got a very long history of ear problems, which caused a lot of ear infections, which affected my hearing. So I ended up with 60% hearing loss in both ears, and I wore hearing aids because of it, and the damage that was done because of the ear infections. At the time where we lived, it was a 7-year waiting list to see the specialists down in Cornwall. My parents, when I was a teenager, moved to Devon. I saw the doctor twice with ear infections, and I got a referral straight away to the hospital. And then a whole heap of different treatments and operations and things. I have had extensive scarring on my ears, and as I said, I was given 2 hearing aids to wear. Then, as an adult, I continued to have various ear infections over a long period of time, again under consultant care at the local hospital where we live. And then I became a Christian. People prayed for me every time I had an ear infection, but I continued to have issues and my hearing was still affected. Until one morning, when I went to a church, we were visiting my husband's parents' church, and God had told the pastor there that he was going to heal me that morning. Recently to that time, I had fallen over in a supermarket where they had not put a wet floor sign up on their wet floor. And I suffered a scaphoid fracture, which is about here on in your wrist. They were talking about doing an operation because of permanent ligament damage, and I had very limited movement in my thumb because of it. Now, because of my hearing issues, I had learnt sign language as a young teenager through rose-tinted glasses of being able to help deaf people when I got older. As an adult, I was able to use those skills, and I have done so to help deaf people to translate sermons and services for deaf people as part of worship teams and as part of being ministering in the body of Christ. However, as a teenager, I learned sign language with a very different view in mind, but God's turned that and used those skills for his purposes. But this morning, the pastor prayed for me. I held my hands up like this, and I felt, although nobody touched my hands, I felt the pressure of the 2 thumbs, one on each palm, being pushed into the palm of my hands. And when I sat down, I had instant recovery and healing in my hands, and a full movement restored to my thumb where the damage had been caused from this fall in the supermarket. When I sat down and other people carried on with the service, I was like, the sound in my hearing aids was different. So like with glasses, they're personal for your eyes, so are hearing aids for individuals' ears. And the sound was distorted. So I took it out, my hearing aid, thinking the battery needs changing, the battery's losing power, I'll change the battery and carry on. When I took out the hearing aid, I could hear things, everything clearly that was going on. So although they had only prayed for my hands on that day, God touched my ears as well, and he was fully restored my hearing. I no longer need hearing aids. So I give all the praise and glory to God for that.